Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
All right, yesterday on the Manning cast, you had some interesting guests. Kevin Hart got jokes. You had some
Condoleezza Rice,
which was interesting. And you had, who else was there in the fourth quarter? Julian Edelman,
yeah,
who didn't fill his fantasy football lineup this year, just impacted the lives of multiple people who've spent 10 weeks trying to win fantasy football, and he just screwed it up. So cool. Good job. Condoleezza Rice got me thinking.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns right now, Baker Mayfield is calling out fans. He's angry at fans. His wifey, angry at fans. And when Condoleezza Rice was on, I started thinking back to when Adam Schefter had the report that Condoleezza Rice was a candidate for the Cleveland Browns coaching spot.
No, I thought it was general manager.
It was coaching.
Really?
Yes, it was.
I don't remember that right.
Yes, well, Adam Schefter will tell you how it came down in just a sec.
Yeah.
But Cleveland, it's just crazy how they're not the laughingstock of the league, but they still do stuff that makes them
they're still
the
butts
laughing
of jokes.
Stock headlines.
They're still butts of
it's
jokes.
It's weird. This was Adam Schefter on Pardon My Take. I know it sounds weird.
I just seem to remember it differently, but you go ahead. I'm sure he's right.
It was definitely head coaching. He made the report. Here was Adam Schefter on Pardon My Take giving a report of his past reports that Condoleezza Rice could be the head coach.
The 100% truthful, honest backstory.
Yep.
So that week, the Browns fire Hugh Jackson. They have a press conference in which their general manager at the time, John Dorsey, is quoted as saying, "We're going to look under every rock and turn over every stone to get the best candidate, even if it's a woman." That was on Tuesday or Wednesday. So that Friday, as we're getting ready for the Sunday shows, I said, let me call a couple of the Browns decision makers. I'm not going to name any names.
Right.
But there's been enough change in the organization that I feel like it's okay to now tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Swagger died.
People shuffled in, people shuffled out, right?
I called the homeless guy that told him to draft Johnny Manziel.
Right.
So anyway, so I called somebody that would have been involved with the search. And I said, you guys brought up the fact that you're going to look at every candidate, including women. Is there a woman that you want to interview? And they said, yes, Condoleezza Rice. And I said, am I allowed to report that? And they said, let me think about that. And that afternoon, the Browns called me back and said, yes, you can report that. And on Saturday, the person who told me, called me, said, you're using that tomorrow, right? And I said, yeah. He said, that's going to be great. Can't wait to see the reaction. I said, great. On Sunday, I report. The Browns would like to talk to Condoleezza Rice. It's one of the candidates they'd like to talk to. And an hour later, the Browns release a statement. We've never talked about Condoleezza Rice.
Oh.
They were just using poor Adam Schefter for something or another. I don't know what. Maybe just they're inept.
I thought the most amusing thing about that was the mention by a pro football commentator of the Johnny Manziel homeless tale, which I had forgotten so much about. So I decided to go back and just relive the hilarity of that. Because if Cal McNair did that, we wouldn't have to, like, that would honestly be our show for like 4 years. Honestly, like, you wouldn't have to talk about anything else. If Cal McNair said, what Jimmy Haslam said to Sal Palantonio on draft night when they selected Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have to say another thing. This was a real report. This is not a joke. This is not Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah. This was Sal Palantonio, who spent the draft week with Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, before they drafted Johnny Manziel. This was Sal Palantonio talking about the motivation that led to the once laughing stock of the league. Still seem like they want to be a laughing stock. Cleveland Browns drafting Johnny Football.
Quick story. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the team, I spent about 30 minutes in his office today, and we talked a lot about football, and he said, you know what? I can go out to dinner anywhere in Tennessee, and nobody bothers me. That's his home state. But he said, here in Cleveland, everywhere I go, people know me, and I was out to dinner recently, and a homeless person was out on the street, looked up at me, and said, draft Manziel, just like that. And that convinced them that the Cleveland Browns fans wanted Manziel. Boomer.
That was it. The homeless person drafted Johnny. Johnny might actually know that homeless person, but...
Is it that bad for him?
No. He's actually got it together. I saw him at a game.
Oh, yeah? Taking tequila shots on golf courses and stuff?
Yeah, that never happens. That never happens on a golf course.
I thought Johnny was kind of a different type of breed.
He seems to have it together. I saw him at a game on the sideline.
How many times have you said that? Huh? Not be for real. Be for real. Be honest with me.
I'm trying to think.
How many times have you said, you know that Johnny, he's really got it together?
I don't know how many times. Maybe one other time before the draft, I thought he had it together.
Once?
Yeah, before the draft, I thought he had it together. I really did. I thought he kind of got it. When he slept under that table at that rookie thing, remember that? He was hungover, so he slept under a table, and I thought that was the low point. And then he kind of, you know, plus I talked to people that know him and stuff, and I thought he was kind of getting it together for the draft. And he may well have gotten it together enough before the draft, but then obviously slid back again. I saw him on the sideline at, anyway, one Aggie game, and talked to another couple of people that know him and say, yeah, he's doing fine. He's whatever. He's Johnny, but he's
Johnny.
He's Johnny, but he's not like that.
That always sounds
off the rails.
That's always effing fantastic.
Well, he wasn't off the rails, put it that way.
How did you think Condoleezza did yesterday?
I only saw a little bit of it.
You thought she did well? I'm asking.
You were down on this from the very, very start.
No,
you just hate Condoleezza Rice.
I don't know anything about Condoleezza Rice except that she was linked to the Cleveland Browns coaching job incorrectly. That's all I know. And that she was on the college football playoff committee.
Right.
I don't know anything about Condoleezza Rice.
She was, I swear she was talked about as a general manager somewhere too.
And yeah, it was probably Cleveland.
That's bugging me, yeah. I thought that was what it was.
GM, huh?
Yeah. I'll have to look that up too.
Is she still on the college football playoff committee?
I don't think so.
I don't even keep up with that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It's pointless, man. Till next week. Who cares?
I totally agree with you.
What are we doing?
I totally agree.
Just arguing to argue. There's enough stuff to argue about these days. I don't need to find some sort of argument when there's like six games left.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State, Michigan, by the way, this Saturday.
A lot of big games.
Watch it. A lot of big ones. There's a wedding, too.
There's a wedding.
But it ended up being fine.
What's that?
The wedding time is fine because you have Michigan, Ohio State at 11.
Yeah.
You have Alabama, Auburn, that's at 2:30, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then the wedding's at 6:30.
Yeah, but the Aggies and LSU are at 6.
You're not worried about that one, are you?
Well, I mean, I want to see it. And, yeah, you're always worried.
You're worried about LSU this year?
I mean, they played Alabama. They played the hell out of Alabama.
Yeah, but that was just because Coach O brought that BDE.
Oh, yeah. And he wouldn't do that in the last game he's ever coached at Tiger Stadium.
Nah.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that.
He left it all out there against Bama.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's all downhill from
there. So they're just going to mail it in?
I think y'all are good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we're working on some
I think y'all are good.
Strategies to have TVs strategically placed.
You don't think y'all are good? You got a phone, bro. Does that phone that you got have a TV?
It's awesome.
I mean, can you stream games?
Come on now.
Bro, look at that. How much money do you got now?
Oh, my God.
Look at that. What? Whip? John,
why do you always do this?
Because every time I look at the phone, I see a damn
That's why I always put money down.
The copy machine paper? Good God.
There's a lot of ones.
Okay. Jeez. You see that, Figgy?
I do.
Good God. Jeez.
It's not that much.
The office supplies have made their way to the studio.
It's Monopoly money.
And Andrew Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports
Who's
Radio
Texas got
610.
This week?
Kansas State.
Are they favored? Let me see. What? I'm being serious. Are they favored? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think they're not favored.
Why are you doing this to Landry?
Nah, that's all good. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with
He was asking
are.
Me about LSU, so it's all good.
I'm fine with where things are right now.
Yeah?
I really am. Yeah, I'm good. I wouldn't decide.
Well, you're not good, but you're fine with it.
Nah, I mean, they've been in worse shape than they are heading into here. It's fine.
Have they?
Yeah, start spending that money.
Yeah.
Got some good young talent coming back. It's fine. Transfer portal.
A&M's only a 6.5-point favorite.
Plus. There you go. You're good. Yeah. Got the wedding. How's the wedding plans coming, bud?
Man. So I don't even have my truck today because they're using it to take a bunch of stuff to the venue. But it's eerily quiet. Everything is all taken care of, all lined up, all set to go. My son, if you don't know, is getting married on Saturday. My daughter got married in April. I am going to be one happy mofo at that wedding because the bills will all have been paid. I can't even begin to tell you, like, an entire year of weddings, of bands, because he wanted a band. They wanted a band. And, you know, mariachis and you know, we're doing the rehearsal dinner at a brewery, so we had to get that all taken care of, and getting caterers and all the clothes and makeup and all this other stuff. I mean, it has been a year of just paying bill after bill after bill.
I don't know. There's something I've been trying to avoid saying to you.
What's that?
About this wedding.
And that is?
You're just looking at me like I'm about to say something so inappropriate.
No, I don't care.
I've just been trying to avoid this, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we won't do it. It's Fred, around the NFL presented by Texas. I can't.
Too late.
I don't want to know the truth.
Well, now people are going to ask you off air.
I don't and want to know the truth. I've been trying.
How long have we been working together?
I've been working with you on this show for a few years, and I've known you
Is
for
it three.
Five. I considered look,
three and a half.
You know things about me.
864 episodes.
864.
You
episodes.
Know things about me that nobody in this world knows.
Okay, so
I love you, John Lopez.
But
I don't want to ask this question because I don't want to know the truth. I don't want to be inconvenienced, and I don't want to know the truth.
When have you ever asked me something that I don't tell you what I think?
No, it's not about what you think. There's a right answer to this. I just don't want to know.
Oh, which one do I like better?
No.
Which in-law?
Like that. This will not make you uncomfortable at all.
All right, well,
it's,
ask me.
It's just me because I don't want to have to shuffle here.
Okay. So ask me.
And I've been having this conversation with someone else who's going to this wedding.
Yeah?
What does black tie optional mean? Because I know that if black tie is mandatory, I know what that means. What does black tie optional exactly mean? Does that mean I'm just going to be frowned upon if I'm wearing a navy blue suit? Does it mean that I'm supposed to be black tie? What does that mean? Because I didn't notice this until this week, and I don't want to have to rent a tux this week.
I am actually very glad you asked. I'm very, very glad you
asked. Because I was talking to Cody, and I was like, bro, just don't ask. And he's like, what do you mean just don't ask? I'm like, I don't want to have to go get a tux. I just want
to act like I didn't know. I'm so glad you asked because we actually were looking for Leah's wedding, not Jacob's. You know, like, okay, what's the proper wording here? And there is these etiquette of what you do. Let me give you a very simple thing.
Okay.
If we have on the invitation of the wedding, black tie.
Yeah, that means black tie.
That means you have to wear a tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah,
You
exactly.
have to wear a tuxedo.
Exactly.
Black tie optional means you can wear a suit.
Okay.
You can wear a shirt and a jacket.
Okay.
Or if you feel the need, if you feel the desire, put on a tuxedo.
Okay.
I guarantee you, more people than not are not going to be wearing tuxedos.
Because I was like, man, I don't want to go for the tux right.
No, you don't have to.
See, there we go.
You don't have to. You can have. By the way, it's going to be a pretty froofy place. It's going to be
Oh, I mean, I'm not wearing a t-shirt.
No,
jeans.
I'm just saying I like the kind of the back and forth of my two children's weddings. Like my daughter's wedding was a big wedding, obviously. Mm-hmm. You were there and had all kinds of cool stuff, but it was more like party.
Yeah.
You know, like
mariachi
like mariachis, DJs, yeah. All kinds of cool stuff. This one is not going to be formal, but it's going to be like an 8-piece band. Yeah. You know, more like traditional.
Jacob's a little fancy.
He is a little fancy.
Jacob's a little fancy.
He'll be the first one to tell you that.
Yeah, he's got that swagger.
Like they're going to have like caviar
and
stuff like that. Figgy, you ever eaten caviar?
Nope.
Well, you're
first
about
time
to.
For everything.
About to. There we go.
Yeah. Bad and bougie.
Yeah, I'll see you at the table.
Yeah.
I'm not, like I said, I'm wearing fine. I was just like, man.
No. I'm glad you asked. I really am.
Let's make some money. Gambling begins early this week. A lot of Thanksgiving games, a lot of college football action in the coming days. Let's talk to our guy, Michael Jenkins of BetQL, the Daily Tip, next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
John McClain reacts to the release of Philip Lindsay and also calls the son of a former Oiler a dumbass. Yes, that actually happened. You'll hear it at 1:35 right here on Sports Radio 610. We're getting a lot of reaction to the wedding being during football season, which mm-hmm. I think you even admitted was a little bit of a
well, they knew it,
bold
but
move.
They wanted this venue, and it was the only time they could do it, and family's in town during Thanksgiving, so there you go.
And because the Aggies are going to be on, I understand that you're going to be watching
well, we're gonna
some
have
of
it
the
on.
Game at the bar.
I'll definitely be checking in. We're going to strategically locate some TVs.
Which I think most people can support that listen to this show.
Absolutely. And it's not going to dominate the wedding. It's going to be like in a nook in the lobby and in a bar.
Yeah,
but not in the middle of the bride and dad dance or anything.
What'd you say one of the loopholes said about this?
He goes, it's selfish to play the game at a wedding because whatever, blah, blah.
Are you sure that's a guy? Seriously.
I mean, it's selfish.
Someone needs to call John Wayne Bobbitt if that's a guy. Seriously, you kidding me? You're worried about it's selfish to play the game? It's selfish to have a wedding during football season, buddy.
That too.
There's 8 other months.
It's not as if we're going to have it on the big screen.
Lorena Bobbitt needs to get a hold of that guy if she hasn't already. It seems like she already has with comments like that.
Yeah, that was pretty weak. We're not going to have it on a big screen behind the, the maid of honor toast or anything.
Who cares if you did? Good Lord, it's selfish. Come on.
Get out of here.
713-572-4610. Let's talk to Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip, BetQL. Michael, how many times have you had to try to sneak to look at the score when you're at a wedding?
You know what? In the past couple years, there were some times when I had to throw the old phone on and keep the volume down, and I had to stream the game while everything was going on. Yeah, it was sneaky, but I was able to pull it off.
See, you're a man of the people, Michael. That's what I'm talking about. You're a man of the people. Before we get into betting, I threw this out there at our guy John McClain, who joins us at this time, and I want you to tell me why this might be one of the dumbest ideas you've ever heard, or why it might be a brilliant idea. Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. Let's just assume that they're gonna be undefeated heading into the SEC championship game, and they're guaranteed to be in the college football playoff no matter what. If I'm Kirby
right.
Smart, I'm playing my scout team against Alabama, and just put me in the college football playoff because even if you beat Alabama, it takes a lot out of you. A lot of times there are injuries in those games because of Alabama, and if you lose to them, you're going to have to play them again anyway. So if I'm Kirby Smart, we're playing the scout team, and we're just heading towards the playoff. We'll see you in the playoff.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Probably not the best work he's had.
It's not the most thought through idea that I've heard. How about that? Maybe workshop it a little bit.
Yeah. Now you're hurting my feelings, Michael. Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip. What do you think about this Thanksgiving slate? I'm looking specifically at the Cowboys. They were missing a lot of guys in Kansas City against the Chiefs. CeeDee Lamb left the game. They already didn't have Amari Cooper, starting left tackle Teron Smith. Randy Gregory was out as well, and you had DeMarcus Lawrence out. And they're going to be facing the Raiders on a short week, a Raiders team that's very desperate. They probably need to win to stay in the playoff mix. What are you thinking when looking at this line? Because part of me is saying the Raiders might be the play here.
This is a tough one. I've seen it now bet up to 8, and 8 seems like a big number. If you can get it at 7, then maybe you can make a case for the Cowboys, because I'm like you. We were talking about this on the show, and of course there's always an overreaction from week to week in the NFL, and I made the point that you did, which is, sure, Kansas City looked better, give them full credit, but Dallas wasn't exactly playing at full strength. But 8 seems like a big number. The only thing I will say, and it's just something to keep in mind, we talked about this today on the show, and for some reason on Thanksgiving, if you look back historically in the past, 16 years, since 2005, the favorites cover 70% of the time if they're between 4 and 7 point favorites. So that's usually what we get on Thanksgiving, but favorites do really, really well on Turkey Day. So just keep that in the back of your mind if you're thinking about placing a bet.
That's good information, and it ties in with what I was going to talk to you about, Michael, and that is, you know, there are, every gambler looks at trends. You just quoted one, you know, trends in gambling and in betting and how teams win. Is there a trend for a team this year in the NFL? I mean, we've seen Buffalo lose, you know, to the Jets, and we've seen so many upsets. Texas just beat Tennessee. Is there a consistent team in the NFL this year?
The only trend that we've been following, and I'm like you, trends are a funny thing because you know how it is. You can get way, way out there with trends. Like I read a trend today that Gonzaga should beat UCLA by a certain number of points because Gonzaga fares well when an opposing team shoots over 75% from the free throw line. I thought, that is the dumbest thing. What does that have to do with
that
anything?
I'm not following that trend.
Right, it means nothing. But I one trend that we have been following, and I think will make sense, is that Mike Tomlin, as an underdog with the Steelers, has been very, very profitable. Last week we were on the Steelers because Mike Tomlin, as a dog, in his last 12, was 9-3. Now that's 10-3. So when you get Mike Tomlin in a spot with the Steelers on underdog, historically, this season and in previous seasons, he performs very well. And it makes sense because that's sort of his mentality and they play good defense. So that's one particular trend that we pay a lot of attention to.
Talking to Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip, BetQL here on Sports Radio 610. Is there anything sticking out rivalry-wise this week? And this is a crazy week. You always hear the cliches. You can throw the records out whenever the rivals play. Etc. What's sticking out to you rivalry week this week in college football?
I will say in the Egg Bowl, I sort of like Ole Miss getting a point and a half on the road at Mississippi State, just because I love Ole Miss's offense and they can put up so many points that if they get going, it's hard to keep pace with them. So getting points, I know it's again away from home, but they've been pretty profitable this year, so I like Ole Miss in that game.
As far as the Texans this week, obviously coming off of that, two really, really bad teams. this has got to be a difficult one to handicap, or is it?
You know, it is. When you talk about two bad teams, I mean, what are you really,
Houston favored by three, for goodness sakes.
That's the thing. I love the fact that they're just so much more competitive when Tyrod Taylor is in the game. And so they always have a fighting chance, at least against the spread when he's playing. But man, when you're talking about two bad teams, do you really trust either one? Would it shock you if either one of these teams went out and played poorly, or they both played terribly and one just happened to cover? This is absolutely a game when I see two bad teams where I have no idea what's going to happen. If I had to lay it, I would probably lay it with the Texans, but that would make me nervous just because you have no idea what's going to happen when two terrible teams go head to head.
Michael, happy Thanksgiving to you. We appreciate you very much. It's getting started a little bit earlier when it comes to game, although you can always find something to bet on, but you know what I mean, the NFL action and whatnot. We always appreciate it. We hope you have a good Thanksgiving. We look forward to talking to you during conference championship week.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love talking to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
There we go. It's the guy Michael Jenkins right here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez. John McClain calls the son of a former Oiler a dumbass. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
John McClain was asked about Rex Ryan suddenly loving Robert Saleh, who's going to be in town Sunday for the game between the Texans and the Jets. You can be there as well. Next 12 to 17 minutes, we'll give you a chance to be there on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Right here on Sports Radio 610. I asked John McClain about the Rex Ryan situation. Man, he was in rare form. It resulted in me kind of grilling him on if he's ever gotten in a fight with a coach
or wanted to fight someone. Just about.
And he took us down memory lane. This is what it sounded like when John McClain reacted to the latest with Rex Ryan. He began telling the epic Jerry Glanville stories that they never get old for me.
Why didn't he know that before he just eviscerated him the week before?
You would think.
He said, this is personal. Yeah. And you can never let things get personal. If it does, you can't say it's personal. But Rex is not a broadcaster. He's a coach. And so he made a fool out of himself. And then he made a bigger fool out of himself coming back and saying, well, I talked to him and everything's great. Like, dumbass, why didn't you talk to him before?
Exactly, before you had that opinion.
Well, I wanted to ask you this because I know you've talked to a lot of people. Has there ever been someone where you thought they would be a weasel or a turd, and then you talk to them and you're like, dude, that guy's a pretty good dude?
Besides you?
I knew that was coming.
Let's
move past the low-hanging fruits.
I'm trying to think of a player or coach. It would have to be somebody that was a certain way with another team, and then when he came in, well, I'd have to think about that. Well, nobody.
There's, I've gone.
Jerry Glanville's worse than I thought he was going to be, but I didn't really have an opinion
about
it.
Didn't you almost fight?
Two times.
Could you have whooped his ass in your prime?
That was in my prime. I don't know. First time.
Did you hate him enough to where if he would have swung, you would have swung?
No, I didn't hate him. I didn't hate anybody.
All right, well, did you think he was enough of a jerk to where if Jerry Glanville had swung at your face,
Well, here's what he did swing at me.
Huh?
He did swing at me.
Did he connect?
No.
But if he had, would you have felt confident enough that you could have whooped his ass?
When he was screaming and yelling at me, and he reared back to hit me, June Jones standing right there, waiting to see if we get in a fight. Nobody else was standing there. And he swung, and I didn't flinch. And June and I are friends, and we still talk about this. He said, man, I can't believe you didn't flinch. I said, I was calculating his contract and how much of it I was going
to
get.
Oh, yeah. So you were trying to bait it.
And then, no, I wasn't. He was just ballistic.
So you provoked him to get money.
No. And so the second time I had written a thing, there's nothing wrong with the Oilers. Glanville getting a year-long case of laryngitis wouldn't cure. And they called me to come over to his office. His assistant, Linda Greer, did. And I got there and she said, go on in. Coach is waiting for you. I go in. This is right after the season. He gets up from his desk and he had two doors and he locks both of them and he says, I am gonna kick your bleeping ass. You just cussing like crazy. So I had a bag and I put it down. I took my glasses off, put it on his desk, and he comes over and he's got his fist clenched and he's just screaming at me. And so then he goes behind his desk and he starts opening and closing his drawers, slamming his drawers. And I said, what are you doing? I'm getting a affidavit for you to sign saying you won't sue me when I kick your ass.
And I said, that's smart, actually.
You keep affidavits in your drawer. And he looks up right as he slams it on his thumb. And I knew it hurt. It hurt me on the other side of his desk. And he grabs his thumb. He's trying to act like it doesn't. And he's still cussing and spitting and slobbering all over the place. So he tells me, get out of his office. And I said, you locked the door. Takes his key out, but he can't grip the key because of his thumb. So I take the keys, I unlock it, and I'm exaggerating, but like a cartoon, you open it. Here come all the assistant coaches falling in because they've been listening.
Yeah, they were.
And
certainly.
The fact is, they were listening.
Yeah.
And so then I left, and that night, no, it was the first time after in '88 when that night the GM Lad Herzog called me. Said, I wanted to ask you about what happened with you and Jerry today. I said, whatever Jerry says is fine with me. He said, well, I'm down here in Bud's office. I said, so? He said, well, we'd like to hear your version. I said, whatever Jerry said is fine with me. He said, well, Jerry said that he did it because you were being critical of me and Bud. And I started laughing. He said, we know that's not true. I said, whatever Jerry says.
Yeah.
And next day came over and he half apologized. He said, but you knew when you wrote what you wrote, that June knows more offense than I'll ever know. That was the reaction you're going to get. And I said, uh-huh. He said, well, if you do that again, you're going to get the same reaction. I said, okay.
There you go. John McClain, right here on that, Sports
Radio. Those stories are golden. One of those I had heard before. The other one I had not. But, yeah, that that guy was one weird cat.
There is going to be, and just hit the race card before, Fig. I'm going to just go ahead and do this. Race card! Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The Texans and the Jets, they've both faced the New England Patriots. New England Patriots, first place in the AFC East, both have lost to the New England Patriots. Part of the reason for New England's success is because of the signing of Matt Judon.
Yes.
Formerly of the Baltimore Ravens. He's been a great focal point for that defense. Figgy, get ready. I'm just don't kill the messenger. This was a quote from Matt Judon, and we'll get more into this tomorrow when we have a little bit of Thanksgiving hackage here on Sports Radio 610. This is Matt Judon. Talking about macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I saw this.
Quote, it's just cheese and noodles, so it's not good. You get it off the table. It's disgusting. Get that off the table. Close quotes. Figgy.
You tripping, man.
That is the first, and I will say, that is the first, and I'm serious. That is the first African-American that I've ever heard say that macaroni and cheese is not a staple at Thanksgiving. And that is honestly the first person I've ever heard say that macaroni and cheese is nasty. I'm dead serious. I've never, in my three-plus decades of living, I've never heard an African-American, first of all, not say that mac and cheese is the best thing on Thanksgiving. And I've never heard anyone, any race, age, etc., say that mac and cheese was nasty.
Maybe.
He can't be serious.
He's pulling a JB Smoove from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh.
Right? I know a lot of our, I know a lot of our listeners don't watch Curb or haven't, but a lot do. In this season's, one of this season's episodes, there's an unbelievably funny and I'm sure accurate scene, because we can all relate in different ways, where JB Smoove's character refuses to fall in line with stereotypical African-American foods. That's about the best way I can put it. Because he thinks people pigeonhole them into, well, you like this kind of food because you're African-American. You like this that kind of food because you're African-American.
Bro, this is your most brilliant theory,
right,
of all time.
Maybe you go to his house on Thanksgiving.
This is the smartest theory ever.
He go to his house on Thanksgiving, and there is mac and cheese everywhere, but he's pulling the JB Smoove. Smoove. I can never say his name right. It could be, right?
Dude, that's brilliant.
Right?
I just tweeted that.
By the way,
I just tweeted that.
This week's episode. Come on, he just gets better and better.
I would say this week's episode, I don't want to, like, not everybody watches Curb Your Enthusiasm. This week was probably top four sleaziest displays by Larry David on in the 11-plus seasons.
Yes.
I would say this was a top four slime ball display.
It's right up there with making fun of Parkinson's, of what's his name's Parkinson's.
Michael J. Fox. It wasn't the Parkinson's. This one was
and
up
dating
there.
The woman in a wheelchair so we can get into a better parking spot and get into a restaurant.
713-572-4610 to get in. Texans versus Jets Sunday. Your chance to be there coming up in the next few minutes on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Tony, I know you like mac and cheese. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
You know I was the mac and cheese. I sent you a picture last year.
Yeah.
After I got through Pittsburgh.
Yes, you did.
But my mom. Yeah, my mother does not eat it. She says she can't grasp the concept of melted cheese and noodles.
You can put cheese on a shoe, and it's good.
Come on, Tony.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, my mom does not eat it.
Is your mom stubborn, though? Is your mom stubborn, though?
Is she what?
Stubborn.
Stubborn? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, she's stubborn.
So she might like it. You think she's just trying to be a contrarian or what?
I don't know, because, like, sometimes I cook Sunday dinner and she'll come over, and if I have macaroni and cheese, she won't eat it.
That's
she will not. I don't care how you fix it. She will not eat it
There are, we have this discussion all the time.
Tony's going to be at the game Sunday.
I'm sure we're going to be digging into, so to speak, some Thanksgiving stuff tomorrow, topics.
Package. You're going to have to put some homework on there. You're going to have to
I got one or two already in percolating.
Texans player is a Thanksgiving dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Need that.
I got a couple working.
Oh, we got another person on the phone that says they don't eat mac and cheese. Angela, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey there. This is Angela, and I was just kind of let you guys know I got a car full of black folks, and we don't eat macaroni.
You are lying out of your ass. Angela, I got a car full of white folks, and we don't like pumpkin spice either.
We make it on other days, but not usually for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so y'all just don't like it on Thanksgiving.
Well, we have half the folks in the family are lactose intolerant, and so they don't like to have it on the holidays. So it just depends.
All right. We don't have it on Thanksgiving. Not mac and cheese. We have everything else.
Yeah, everything else, but not that. So I'll just call it to say it may not. But see, I don't eat greens. I don't usually eat a lot of the things that a lot of African Americans eat. So
what is going on?
Angela, don't let them.
You're offending Figgy. You are offending Figgy right now, Angela.
Angela, tell everyone in the car, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. There we go. Greens are not that good, though, right, Fig?
Oh, they good, man. I love greens. They're good, man. Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
All greens. Did you hear what McLean said during a break? Figgy, I started laughing.
What'd he say?
He goes... Because we were talking about, what you know, Thanksgiving and stuff, and he brought up how he loves collard greens. He said, and I almost said that, like, but I didn't want to be insensitive. I said, John, that's not insensitive.
He's becoming the most weirdo.
How is that? Everybody eats greens,
dude. John has become
trying,
like,
not to get canceled.
Yeah, but I mean, who?
He has become so insensitive, it's ridiculous.
Like I said, it's just not insensitive. Dude, everybody eats greens.
McLean, first of all, he tries to say the general is an insensitive nickname, so I'm calling him the civilian now. That's over the top.
He liked that even less.
Then he can't say that, and I kind of caught him being fake hustle, because you can tell he likes to be called the general.
Yeah,
he wouldn't admit it.
I never said that.
And then he can't say he likes greens because Figgy's in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, he acts like he went up to him and said, "What do you think about Young Dolph?"
You can say I like collard greens in any company. That's not insensitive.
Ridiculous, dude.
I looked at him right. I said, John, what are you talking about?
By the way, Fig, you see my man Dolph, 4 in the top 10 right now on the stream.
You
predicted
knew
that
was
that
coming.
One.
You knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I knew
that.
Yeah.
You knew that was coming.
Predicted that one. Landry Locker, John Lopez.
You predicted that one?
Figgy Fig with you. I said, you did.
When did I predict that?
You said his streams were going to go way up.
That ain't no prediction. That's common sense. That happens all the time.
Okay.
When a rapper dies, their streams goes
okay,
up.
Okay, Astro World. Figgy yesterday.
How's that investigation coming along?
Figgy yesterday via Twitter. The Travis Scott set is still up at NRG. I wonder if the investigation has anything to do with that.
So
I guess that's super funny to y'all, man.
Is.
Y'all got the weird sense of humor.
It is super funny.
And he brought Pete Davidson into it.
How about Pete Davidson? Dude.
That's your top five man.
I told y'all.
That's your top five comedian, man.
That's
you like Pete Davidson and Lil Dicky.
Right up there with Richard Pryor.
Lil Dicky.
That's all I need to know
show.
About you.
Lil Dicky's a funny show.
Nah, that's all I need to know about
Lil
you.
Dicky's a funny
I got
show.
A problem
Richard
with
Pryor's that. Number 1 through 3, then it's Eddie Murphy, then it's Chappelle.
Lil Dicky.
I got a problem with the old Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson thing.
What's that?
Did you see this thing making the rounds right now? They were sighted at a restaurant in wherever, New York or someplace, and they were kind of cozy. He had a hickey. She gave two grown people, she gave Pete Davidson a hickey.
How do you know it was her?
Well, she was with him, unless somebody else gave it to him. But my point is, what are you, in eighth grade? When was the last time you all ever saw anybody with a hickey? Do kids even know
I've
what a hickey is?
I've seen some people with hickeys. I've seen some people with hickeys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might be with who you hang around with. But.
No. I've just seen some. I've seen some people.
That's
like when you
eighth
walk around
grade
the office,
stuff.
You see the hickeys.
Around the office, you see people in this office with hickeys.
I mean, not recently, but like. Year or two ago, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Hickeys. Who does hickeys?
I don't know. Were those ever enjoyable?
No. By the way, I still don't know how to give one. I tried in like eighth grade, middle school or something. Never pulled it off.
Oh, John.
Never pulled it off.
Man, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very hard.
It was for me. It was for
me. Why don't you try? Try to give old Jan a hickey for the wedding Saturday.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Be sure to take some pictures. Who gives hickeys?
They used to be a sense of pride in middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah, and you felt cool.
Look, I can make out.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, yeah. See that? Showing off your neck.
Check it out. I walked around. I don't have like that big of a neck. I don't have a small neck.
Yeah.
But if I ever got a hickey from a chick in middle school, I walked around looking like Merton Hanks.
A hickey?
I was doing that Merton Hakes neck dance.
Yeah.
All down the hall. Tomorrow we will get more into the game itself. We're going to do Thanksgiving package as well.
We may even do a little think tank on a Thanksgiving Wednesday.
You got to have a think tank on Thanksgiving. All the people, most of the people, I feel like today is the day that people are getting out of work, being aggressive.
Traffic is a breeze. Why do they ever have school anymore? Whenever they let school out, I get a much easier commute.
Well, that's not going to happen.
You should cancel school.
Yeah, well, almost got your wish last year there, buddy. Driving people crazy. The kids in the...
Just homeschool everybody.
Homeschool.
For my commute.
Mac and cheese, baby.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese. I think he got mad at us about that Astroworld.
He was so mad.
Nah, I wasn't mad.
Biggie?
I'm disappointed at y'all's sense of humor, man.
It was hilarious. It was funny.
Like,
funny
I didn't get the funny. Joke at all.
Funny is funny.
Funny is funny, Biggie. I think he was mad at us.
Y'all got white people humor. Pete Davidson.
Check out my hickey. Thanks to John McClain for hopping on and calling Rex Ryan a dumbass. Thanks to Michael Jenkins for hopping on and confirming that it is okay to watch a game during a wedding. And most importantly, thanks to the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Whether you like mac and cheese or not, you are okay with us. Little Thanksgiving hackage tomorrow. Little Stanford routes. And we'll look ahead to Texans versus Jets. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Mañana, 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley, they are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.